The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. In those days, I, Daniel, heard this word of the Lord. At that time, there shall arise Michael, the great prince, guardian of your people. It shall be a time unsurpassed in distress since nations began until that time. At that time, your people shall escape, everyone who is found written in the book. Many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some shall live forever. Others shall be an everlasting horror and disgrace. But the wise shall shine brightly, like the splendor of the firmament. And those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Show me the path of life and guide me to joy forever. You will show me the path of life and guide me to joy forever. Keep me safe, O God.
Second reading is a reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, every priest stands daily at his ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices that can never take away sins. But this one offered one sacrifice for sins and took his seat forever at the right hand of God. Now he waits until his enemies are made his footstool. For by one offering, he has made perfect forever those who are being consecrated. Where there is forgiveness of these, there is no longer offering for sin. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches become tender and sprout leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near, at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that hour or that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? So I've been in Maine all week. Did a parish mission, great crowd, beautiful, beautiful church up in Lewiston, Maine. It was like a cathedral, it was basilica, beautiful. And then I did a men's conference yesterday. And in the midst of all that and talking, I always talk about, you know, pretty much the same things. And we always begin the first night about no Bible, no breakfast, no Bible, no bed. And it was interesting because people at Biddeford, like 7 years before I did a parish mission there, a bunch of them came over about 2 hours away, and they said, "Father, everything was changed after your mission. My life was changed by God's grace," and they read the scriptures every day. And then I thought, wonder how many of my parishioners are reading the scriptures every day. And I'm not going to ask for a show of hands. I wouldn't do that to you now that we're on international TV and everybody gets to watch. I don't want to see that. But the reality is, when everything's going chaotic, and the world is chaotic, we're in the midst of a pandemic, what we thought would be done by now. I sure as heck thought it'd be over by now. And in our own parish, it's the worst time we've ever had it. There are a lot of our own that are sick with COVID. People have died these last weeks, not just from our parish, but a lot of people under 60 years old. Lots. Some of our people now have had it over 3 weeks, and they're not getting better. They're getting sicker. And when we look at the reality of all the stuff in our hearts and our lives and our nation, the fighting in the church, the fighting in the world, the fighting in our nation. You know, it's kind of like Jesus was preparing us here, right? And if we try to go through all this stuff without God's holy word, we're going to have a problem. It's going to get worse. It's not going to get better. And that's why when Jesus tells us today in the gospel, he says, heaven and earth is going to pass away, everything it is. There's going to be chaos everywhere. The stars are going to fall. Everything's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. Is there any questions? But then he says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So that means we got to make the foundation of our lives scripture. That we're spending time with scripture every day. This past week was one of the craziest weeks in my life. Very hard week for me. You know, Monday when I woke up and I go into the scriptures, of course. And as I go to the scripture, it came to, "And you shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. So here I am thinking, oh, it's kind of weird. It's not Lent. I mean, not Advent yet. Why is he giving me Emmanuel? Then I get a call, and my stepfather has to go to the hospital. There's no one who'll take my mother. Of course, my mother, we've had her in the last couple years in Vincentian, a good, Catholic home in Pittsburgh. Complete waste of my miserable time putting her there. Because now that she needs to go into Alzheimer's full-time care, they said she doesn't have enough money to go there. So now that makes a scramble. That's why we put her there, so that when the time came, we could do it. They said no. They said she has another 8.5 years statistically to live. It's pretty good. But that she only has enough money for 2.5 years, so they won't take her. So, very chaotic. My sister's crying, my brother's drinking, everybody's going crazy. I'm in the middle of Maine trying to deal with this, saying I can't do anything. I'm right here. There's people, we got to do something. And as I was sitting there going through all this stuff, the Lord again brought up the scripture. I am with you. I am with your mother. I am with your sister. I am with your brother. You're not doing this by yourself. So then, as soon as the Lord brought to mind what he said to me first thing in the morning, peace could come. Because I thought I would have to deal with everything. I thought I had to be the savior of my family, the savior of the world, the savior of all this. And Jesus says, excuse me, I am with you. I am the savior. Why not take care of you? Why not take care of your mother? Why not take care of your family? Yes. But it comes from spending time with him that morning and believing in his word that doesn't change, believing and basing my heart, my life every day on what he's going to say to me so that he can prepare me, because he knows what's going to happen today. I have no idea, but he does. And when I meet him in the word every morning, he can tell me how to deal with the day. He can give me the tools that are necessary, the promises that are necessary. People of God, we're trying to do this by ourselves. And then we sit there and we blame God when I'm having some day and because I'm trying to do it by myself without his word, without his strength, without his power. I might cry out to him, Lord, help me, help me, help me, which is fine. But he says, I'd have told you what to do this morning if you had listened to me before you listened to the world, the flesh, and the devil. The power of the scripture is the most powerful thing God gives us on this earth to live by. You know, being in his presence, Eucharistic presence, of course that's the most important reality. It's his presence. But this is his presence. The word of God is just as much the presence of Jesus as is the Eucharist. Is that true? Yes, so why don't we meet him every day, first thing in the scriptures, every day? If that is God and he can speak to us, why don't we go to him first to get our marching orders? He can give us the power to reach into our heart and give us the strength that we need. He can give us the strength and the courage that's necessary to go through these hard times. If we go to him, if we go there. Some people struggle with pornography. Some people struggle with anger. Not me. But other people sit there. I don't have anger issues. But the reality is, if we go to the Holy Word, he can give us and set us free. It's been statistically proven. If a person who struggles pornography spends 5 days in the Word, I held up 4 fingers, 5 days in the Word, they'll be set free. But you have to spend 5 days meditating on God's word. Why? Because it's the power of God to give us peace, to set us free from our slavery. Everyone here has some type of slavery they're dealing with, right? And if you're trying to do it yourself, I promise you, you're going to keep promising. You're going to still feel bad about yourself. Everything's going to be bad. You'll complain about your miserable pastor, which I know you. But the reality is, if you go to the Word, it's there, it's free, it's a discipline in your life, you can find peace and strength on the struggles you're dealing with every day. But you got to decide to do it. You got to decide that you're a follower of Him, and as a follower of Jesus, you got to go to Him before you go to anybody else. You got to go to him every morning before you listen to the world, the flesh, or the devil. You got to go to him before you turn on the news or read the newspaper. All the news and newspaper is bad. It'll cause you anxiety. It'll cause you struggles. But if you start with the good news, then you can have some peace. But you got to make a decision. You got to decide today that heaven and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. Your struggles may grow up and down every day, but his word will stay the same. You go to his word every day. No Bible, no breakfast. That means you don't just say it because your pastor has a saying. You live it because it'll change your life. You got it? Get it? Gonna do it? Oh, you better. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.